It's time now for Food for a Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Judy is a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, her other books include Journal of a Duck Midwife, Before Her Voice Was Still, and that's in the shadow of ALS. And we welcome Judy in on a Thursday morning. Good morning, you warm person down south.
I know. And in fact, people down here think it's chilly because it's only in the low 70s, and so it's really too cold for a lot of people, but I must tell you, it's so nice to be able to walk outside and walk the dog without putting on four layers of clothing on me and the dog.
Right, she's got a wardrobe. I wonder if people even know, are going to understand this next question. Did you have to pay overweight for your baggage? For her wardrobe?
I had to pay overweight for my dog. No. We took down practically nothing, and actually the dog weighed more than anything else I was carrying. And given the fact that she's a miniature dachshund, it's really rather embarrassing. However, that's another subject about why my dog is overweight. Anyway, blog I sent you this week really comes from an experience I had just a couple of weeks ago. I was having my teeth cleaned before, you know, leaving the city. And as I think many people share this experience, you know, you go to the dentist and you think, oh, and you really feel that you don't want to go. You try to put it off. You try to cancel the appointment. And especially for something like teeth cleaning, oh, I can wait another 3 months or something. And I realized after I left the dentist's office how very fortunate I was, A, to have a dentist that cared about me enough to nag me all the time to come in for a checkup, and second of all, to be able to pay for a dental appointment, a dental consultation or treatment, because many, many, many people in this country simply do not get the oral care that they need, that they need for their health of their mouth and their general health. And, you know, I did some research on this, and apparently, you know, there are all sorts of pockets of people in this country that do not get the kind of dental care they need. One are people who are depressed, who really are not able in many situations to get any kind of self-care, be it going for a medical checkup or going for a checkup to make sure that they don't have cavities or loose teeth or dental disease. And people in that category who might have phobias and be anxious about going to the dentist's office, you know, are even more vulnerable to lack of care. And another group are people who have cognitive impairment. I mean, those people who are suffering from memory loss, even at the beginning stages, and dementia, unless they have a caregiver, be it a spouse or another family member or else somebody they hire who is on top of their oral care, they're not going to be able to get the kind of care they need consistently or if ever. And when I was thinking about this, I thought, well, I wonder how many dentist offices are really set up to deal with people who are depressed and anxious or confused, like, what am I doing here? Why is that person sticking things in my mouth or causing me, you know, even minor amount of pain? I mean, I doubt that there really are any, maybe I'm wrong, I'm sure I'm wrong about this, but very many dental offices that are specifically designed, as some of them are for children, to deal with somebody who might be suffering from confusion and memory loss or depression or anxiety or some other type of mental behavioral issue that might really affect their ease and comfort of being in a dentist's office. But the most worrisome, of course, are people who simply can't afford it, who don't have any kind of insurance or any kind of a health safety net to allow them to go to a dentist's office. And this came to mind because my dentist told me that she volunteers at a clinic that offers both physical and oral health to the community. And she said, well, by the time people actually come to this clinic, they are suffering the end stages of gum disease, of loose teeth, of, you know, many cavities, and even the kind of oral cancer that can be picked up primarily by a dental examination. She said, you know, I see cancers, and they are pretty far advanced because these people wait until they're in so much pain or discomfort before actually seeking medical care. And so while I was writing this and doing research on this, there was an article that appeared last week in the Boston Globe that talked about a soup kitchen in the northern suburbs of Boston. The people running the kitchen found that even though they had well-prepared, tasty vegetable dishes and fruit dishes that they put on the plate of people who came to get a free meal, many of the people who came left those foods on their plate, not because they didn't like them, because they didn't have teeth to eat them, you know, because their teeth were loose or painful. They simply could not eat the food, and so they were trying to figure out some way of turning the fruits and vegetables, which are so important in terms of their nutritional value, into smoothies so they could be drunk. And so that was what the article was about. You know, they get permission to do this, and they need special machines. But, Jill, can you imagine that you get to a point where, because of money, because of cognitive problems, mental health problems, etc., you can't eat solid food? What do you do? How are you going to get the kind of nutrition you need? And what is the future going to bring? It's only going to be worse. And the problem is that there really isn't that much interest in taking care of it. There are vans that will go around to various community health centers, especially in rural areas or even on Navajo reservations, et cetera, to deliver some care, and they are outfitted as they would be in a dental office. I've never seen one. You know, maybe they are in Boston area, et cetera, but they certainly are not ubiquitous. And I think that it's a problem that we all tend to overlook, and I heard me that as much as I complain about going to the dentist, it's really a privilege to be able to do so. And I would like to know how I and other people can help those who don't have that privilege to really gain access to oral care.
I want to say something to a friend of mine, Don Martin, who he's retired now. We had an influx of immigrants in our area. And what he did is he learned to speak.
He learned to speak Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish, so he could serve them. And he also let them run long bills that were maybe 60, 90, 120 days. Just like in the old days where dentists used to be able to do that. Now it's not hard. But you know what? Dental care is probably second among the least followed by most Americans. Probably the
that's
second.
That's right.
Yeah, other than eating the wrong food. Really.
Yeah, that's right. And the consequences, what again was brought home by that article in the newspaper, that you are given even free food, but you can't eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you know, again, we just take for granted the fact that we can do it. Oh, you might have a toothache, or you know, you may have to go see a periodontist because your gums are receding, something. But the point is, we have the privilege and for the health insurance and simply financial means to get the dental care we need. And there's so many people who really do not have the dental care. And there was some statistics saying that some of them can't even work because of the pain that they're experiencing. We just overlook it. And I'm one of those people who've overlooked it. It never even occurred to me.
And so the good thing is you're on it, and we should focus on it, because that is, as Marshall said, and as you said, absolutely key to health, not negotiable. Thank you very much. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thank you very much. Okay, fine. Bye-bye.
Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here on Robin Hood Radio on Thursday mornings, but also all the time at robinhoodradio.com, on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.